is a stand-up on top of my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro of the law firm of Figaro & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Ever since I've been in the United States of America and becoming an attorney soon thereafter, and that's for over 25 years, a quarter century, the law firm of Figaro & Associates have always represented immigrants, new immigrants, all immigrants to the United States of America. Part of your philosophy in life may come from your belief in God. What does God teach? And what I have learned about God's teaching is also through research. The Catholic Church has published a document that says you're supposed to be kind to immigrants. And whether it be the Catholic Church or any other organization, Christian organization, you have to understand that God teaches that you must be kind to immigrants. Whenever elected officials run for office in America, whether they are a Republican or a Democrat, they use immigrants in a demonizing way. America is a country of immigrants. Because these new immigrants came to the U.S. with their leader, Christopher Columbus, they brought diseases to America, which killed millions of Native Americans. These colonists, Christopher Columbus and others, what they did also, unfortunately, obviously, was to kill the buffalo. Yes. All those little buffaloes that America had, 90 million, why did the colonists kill the buffaloes? So not only did they kill Native Americans through simple diseases like the common cold, the natives here, when they come to this country, the colonists, I should say, Christopher Columbus and others, they killed buffaloes so that Native Americans could starve and freeze to death. We can't blame them for bringing diseases here. It's natural. Or was it intentional? However, killing 90 million buffaloes that almost made the buffalo extinct in America was to starve Native Americans and freeze Native Americans because they use the skin of the buffalo for their tents. Understanding history, understanding this document that we have by the Catholic Church that says be kind to immigrants, and you could get that article at our website, the law firm of Figure & Associates, our Ask the Lawyer website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could get this essay by the Catholic Church. Let's say, be kind to immigrants. Basically, the Catholic Church is writing a Christian document, and most Americans are Christians. And all of them use the same Bible. And if the people of the United States of America were unfortunately not misled by their leadership, whether Republican or Democrat, they will have a different attitude towards immigrants. Because if this is a Christian nation and the Christians in America want to make it to heaven, want to make it to the promised land, they have to be kind to immigrants. And being kind to immigrants is not what KKK, Russia, and Trump preaches. It is not what Biden preaches. So when we listen to these people also running for Congress, running for the U.S. Senate, their ultimate goal is power, and power by any means necessary. We, the public, have to understand that man's law, for the most part, is not God's law. And if you believe in God, if you are a Christian in America or a Christian anywhere in the world, you have to be kind to immigrants. The United States of America is demonizing immigrants. Why? That's the million-dollar question that we have to answer. Why are these elected or people who want to be elected demonizing immigrants? There's less demonizing in the past than now because the people who came were white. Now the people who come are mostly black, brown, and Asian. Yes. And is God white? Is God black? Is God brown? Is God Asian? Is God French? Is God Trini? Is God Jamaican? Is God Brazilian? Is God Colombian? And if you know your Bible well, and I have studied it, I've studied the Bible just like a lawyer will study immigration law or any law that that attorney practices. And you have to be the best of it. Again, as I have said before, be kind to immigrants. Do not listen to KKK, Russia, and Trump. Do not listen to Biden. Don't even listen to your preacher, because some of them are misrepresenting God's law. You are intelligent enough to understand what you read in the essay by the Catholic Church, Be Kind to Immigrants. They give you quotes from the Bible that you could read and study. Do not let anyone interpret God's word for you. God said, trust no man. I'm not asking you to trust me. Just read and understand. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website for the law firm of Figueroa & Associates is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Please read that essay by the Catholic Church to be kind to immigrants. I want as many of you to get to heaven like I will. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Izon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Mary Campbell, legal assistant at the law firm of Figaro & Associates, and your presenter with this week's immigration news. We begin with, the federal government is cutting aid for migrant shelters and services. What will states do now? After months of contentious debate and near-government shutdowns, Congress approved appropriations for fiscal year 2024, which President Biden quickly signed into law. The spending package contains several important immigration-related appropriations and provisions. Alarmingly, however, $800 million has been cut from the Shelter and Services Program, SSP, under the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and transferred to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP. SSP funding allows states and localities to recuperate some of the costs they sustain in providing services, such as shelter and medical care, to migrants. The cuts to SFP funding, previously distributed under the Emergency Food and Shelter Program Humanitarian, threatened to undermine the critical infrastructures that states and localities have employed to welcome newly arrived migrants over the past 2 years. In the absence of federal support, cities are now being forced to limit their aid to new arrivals. STEM-related petitions increased following USCIS updated policy guidance. A recent analysis by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, found that the number of petitions by or on behalf of foreign-born workers in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, increased following a pair of guidance clarifications the agency made in January 2022. One outlines how foreign-born STEM professionals can qualify for an employment-based visa category, the EB-2, on their own, without first securing a job offer. The other clarifies how STEM professionals can meet the eligibility criteria for the O-1, a visa category for extraordinary ability. The shifts are part of ongoing efforts by the administration to alleviate critical STEM workforce shortages to help U.S. businesses succeed and better compete in the global economy. Meanwhile, NYC extends DACO's $432 million migrant contract another 7 months. New York City has partially extended its one-year, $432 million contract with DACO, the for-profit mobile healthcare company that has faced controversy while overseeing the sheltering of migrants upstate. City is not renewing the contract. DACO told its investors it received an extension. The 7-month extension of services comes after the contractor has been dogged with investigations, lawsuits, and audits. New York City indicated it plans to transition its work to a relatively cheaper provider, Garner Environmental Services, a professional disaster relief company. Staten Island shelter protests continue despite migrants' fears for their safety. Migrants who live at the facility and spoke with documented said protesters bang on the metal fences and yell through their megaphones until late at night. They sometimes circle the building from 7 p.m. until midnight. Inside the shelter, the migrants warn each other when the protesters have arrived. Some women migrants told documented that they have been called prostitutes in Spanish and that they fear for their safety going out alone. Several migrants said they were concerned about their children. In other news, USCIS adopts Department of Labor definition of science or art. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services is issuing policy guidance to add the U.S. Department of Labor, DOL, definition of science or art, for Schedule A, Group AE cases, for many employment-based second and third preference, EB-2 and EB-3, petitions. Employers must obtain a labor certification from DOL before filing Form I-140, Immigrant Petition for Alien Workers, with USCIS. For certain occupations, referred to as Schedule A occupations, DOL has predetermined that there are not sufficient U.S. workers who are able, willing, qualified, and available. For these occupations, employers submit the labor certification directly to USCIS, bypassing DOL review. Currently, DOL has designated two groups of occupations under Schedule A, registered nurses and physical therapists, Group I, and beneficiaries with exceptional ability in the sciences or arts, except performing arts, and beneficiaries with exceptional ability in performing arts, Group AI. Even after horrific deaths of migrating relatives, desperate young Guatemalans try to reach the U.S. The record high numbers of migrants illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border have made migration a top concern in this U.S. presidential election year. Among those migrants, the largest group of unaccompanied minors has been from Guatemala. Nearly 50,000 of the 137,000 encounters recorded by border authorities in the last fiscal year. Tens of thousands of youths from this region would rather take deadly risks, even repeatedly, than stay behind where they see no future. Blanca's fatal journey was her third attempt to reach the U.S. NYC Dominicans targeted in real estate scams back home. After a pandemic-era rise in Dominicans in the U.S. buying properties back home, fear of getting scammed has them thinking twice. While owning property in New York City is often unattainable for the average Dominican working family, their wallets go a lot further in the DR now. Dominicans in the city have been cautious about investing. Claims on social media of real estate fraud and news of a crackdown of a real estate fraud network have raised fears around scamming. Finally, Trump bemoans lack of immigrants from majority white countries to the U.S. Ex-president avoided past shithole countries racist invective, but said the U.S. hadn't gotten enough immigrants from nice countries. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figueroa and Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
The following is a public service announcement from the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
Romance scams, looking for love in the wrong places. The FBI warns of a rising trend in which scammers are defrauding victims via online romance scams, persuading individuals to send money to allegedly invest or trade cryptocurrency. Romance scams occur when a criminal adopts a fake online identity to gain a victim's affection and trust. The scammer then uses the illusion of a romantic or close relationship to manipulate and slash or steal from the victim. The criminals who carry out romance scams are experts at what they do and will seem genuine, caring, and believable. Con artists are present on most dating and social media sites. The scammer's intention is to establish a relationship as quickly as possible, endear himself to the victim, and gain trust. Scammers may propose marriage and make plans to meet in person, but that will never happen. Eventually, they will ask for money. Scam artists often say they are in the building and construction industry and are engaged in projects outside the U.S. that makes it easier to avoid meeting in person, and more plausible when they ask for money for a medical emergency or unexpected legal fee. If someone you meet online needs your bank account information to deposit money, they are most likely using your account to carry out other theft and fraud schemes. Tips to protect yourself: never send money, trade, or invest per the advice of someone you have solely met online. Do not disclose your current financial status to unknown and untrusted individuals. Do not provide your banking information, social security number, copies of your identification or passport, or any other sensitive information to anyone online or to a site you do not know is legitimate. If an online investment or trading site is promoting unbelievable profits, it is most likely that unbelievable. Be cautious of individuals who claim to have exclusive investment opportunities and urge you to act fast. To report a scam to the FBI IC3, please visit www.ac3.gov. Did you marry a scammer? Time to get a divorce. Ask the lawyer. Schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us.
You just listened to a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
When a man loves a woman, exploring the depths of love and devotion, love, the most profound and complex of human emotions, has inspired countless poems, songs, and works of art throughout history. Among the myriad expressions of love, perhaps none is more deeply felt and passionately portrayed than when a man loves a woman. It is a timeless theme that transcends cultures, languages, and ages, capturing the essence of human connection in its purest form. When a man loves a woman, it is more than a fleeting infatuation or a passing fancy. It is a profound bond that transcends physical attraction, rooted in respect, admiration, and genuine affection. Love in its truest form is not merely an emotion, it is a commitment, a conscious decision to stand by and support one another through the trials and triumphs of life. At the heart of a man's love for a woman lies a deep sense of admiration and appreciation for who she is as a person. He sees her strengths, her vulnerabilities, her quirks and imperfections, and loves her all the more for them. He celebrates her successes and comforts her in times of failure, always standing by her side as her biggest cheerleader and staunchest supporter. Moreover, when a man loves a woman, he respects her autonomy and values her independence. He recognizes her as an equal partner, worthy of love and respect, and honors her individuality. He encourages her to pursue her passions, chase her dreams, and become the best version of herself, knowing that her happiness and fulfillment are integral to the strength of their relationship. Communication is the cornerstone of any healthy relationship, and when a man loves a woman, he listens to her with empathy and understanding. He values her thoughts, opinions, and feelings, seeking to understand her perspective even when they disagree. He creates a safe space for open and honest dialogue, where they can share their hopes, fears, and aspirations without fear of judgment or reprisal. But perhaps the most defining characteristic of a man's love for a woman is his unwavering devotion and commitment to her well-being. He is her rock in times of turmoil, her refuge in the storm, and her constant source of strength and support. He prioritizes her happiness above his own, selflessly sacrificing his desires for her sake and cherishing every moment they share together. In essence, when a man loves a woman, he embodies the very essence of love itself, a selfless, unconditional, and boundless force that knows no bounds. It is a love that transcends the limitations of the physical world, connecting two souls in a profound and spiritual union that defies explanation. In conclusion, when a man loves a woman, it is a testament to the power of love to transform and enrich our lives in ways we never thought possible. It is a journey of discovery, growth, and mutual respect that challenges us to be our best selves and brings out the true beauty of the human spirit. And in the end, it is a love worth cherishing, nurturing, and protecting with all our hearts, for it is the greatest gift we can ever hope to receive. Do you feel like your man doesn't love you anymore? Thinking of a divorce or separation? Consult with a compassionate and experienced team at the law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well, knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro and Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro and Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro and Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. The website for the law firm of Figaro & Associates is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could also schedule a consultation, obviously, at our website. The biggest issue that we have, at least in 2024, in our community, the black, brown, minority communities, is the issue of money. Yes, money. Once you're in the U.S., you want to have that American dream. And what is that American dream? Obviously, you want to have a good job. You want to advance yourself through the educational system, getting a degree in various areas, whether it be law, banking, accounting, finance. Why? Nursing. Why? Because people want to earn more money. And the more money you earn, what people do is to try to obviously have the American dream, which is home ownership. You want to buy a one family, a two family, a three family, even a four family. And what people do, obviously, when they buy these multiple dwellings, they have a place for themselves to live, but they could also have income by renting the other apartments in a four-family, a three-family, or a two-family. These are basic things that happen when people come to the U.S., whether it be New York, California, Florida, Pennsylvania, doesn't matter what state. That's the economic part that people take. Some people, obviously, because they don't have sufficient income, they will work with other family members using various income, some parents, brothers, sisters, spouses, their income, you know, taken into consideration together could help them get a mortgage where they could purchase a home. So you may not have enough income individually, but collectively as a family, you will have that income. What happens over the years when you own a home? Your home, obviously, as you pay down on the purchase price of the home, and because of, you know, market fluctuations, meaning as time goes, the value of your home that you may have purchased for $1 million goes up, let us say, to $1.2 million, $1.3 million. It all depends on the law of economics, demand and supply. So by reducing the amount that you owe on the home, making those mortgage payments on a monthly basis, and the market value of the home increasing, what happens is that you have equity in your home. Yes, equity, meaning the difference between what you paid for the home and what the market value for the home is right now. However, as life moves on, relationships may deteriorate, whether it be a marriage, whether it be family issues. You may have purchased a property and your tenants are not paying rent. And unfortunately, in New York City, those small landlords, so to speak, whether two-family, three-family, four-family, the law does not protect those quote-unquote landlords. In fact, landlords with multiple dwellings over four-family, they seem to benefit more from the system. And those who are obviously investing in their own homes so that later on they could have a pension plan for their retirement, that pension plan obviously deteriorates. So when you purchase a home in New York City, what people do 15, 20 years afterwards, they may sell that home. They'll get more money, obviously, at that time than the property was worth a long time ago. And they may decide to move to Florida, purchase a home of lesser value, or Atlanta, Georgia, and purchase a home there, or Pennsylvania, or any of the Midwestern states where the price of a home is much, much less than New York City. And the difference, they obviously have enough, couple hundred thousand dollars, well, that they keep in their bank accounts and other investments so that they could live a better life on retirement. So this is a cyclical issue. It means that obviously, traditionally, that's what families do, whether it be in New York or other states. So that investment, your home, is very important. It will determine your standard of living on retirement. It will also mean that your children, your grandchildren may have a place to live that is owned by your family. So it's a family home. You do your wills, and we do wills trust estate planning, where we help people move assets from one generation to another. And as I said, unfortunately, the plan is not always perfect. People may fall back on their mortgage payments. They may end up in foreclosure actions by the bank who want their money. And obviously, because you're not making payments, obviously what you have to determine is what is the solution. Should you lose your home? Because if the bank win their foreclosure case against the homeowner, it means that that property will be auctioned, and at an auction, you never get the best value for a home. So it's better to sell the home before you get to an auction. You could also try to do a loan modification with the bank or get your mortgage reinstated if you have the money to do so. But a loan modification is normally the best plan that anyone has. In New York City, New York State and other jurisdictions, what we have is what we call predators. i.e. people who want to get your home for cheap, and they will obviously benefit from whatever equity there that is unrealized. And that's where desperation come in. Like immigration law and like any other legal area of law, people depend on what they get on the internet. They depend on gossip among people who might be in the same situation. And then they start believing in, obviously, stories where you could defeat the bank in a foreclosure action through various non-legal ways, which obviously, as a lawyer, you cannot obviously, that's not the advice that you give a client. You give a client advice based on the law, not what is on the internet, not what is gossip in the community. And because, obviously, people are in desperate situations, they may believe in anything. Things that are unseen or things that are not obviously legal. So, again, like immigration law or any area of law, getting the advice of an attorney, in fact, getting more than one consultation, not just with one law firm. You may want to do it with a couple law firms, depending on the complexity of your legal issue, so that you could compare the advice that you get to determine which is the best path for you to solve your legal problems. We always say at the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, an educated client is the best client to have, although some clients, unfortunately, may not have the capacity to understand certain things, and they will depend on, obviously, stories that they may hear in the community or on online. So because something is on a website doesn't mean it's true. Because someone tells you through the chain, you know, like this one tells that one, it's not true. And whatever may have applied in your home country, you're in a different country with different laws and different processes. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could visit our website, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You do not have to lose your home or any other property investments to foreclosure. You also have to understand the value of your home. Many properties within New York City in recent times has increased in value because of what we call the rezoning of properties, meaning you may own a property, a home, that you now own sky, so to speak. You could go higher up the air. You can't go to your left, to your right, but you could go up. That means a 2, 3, 4 family could be converted into a 12 family, an eight family. And these are some of the issues that we have seen in New York City in recent times because of the housing shortages, laws change. You need a lawyer that understands not only the basics of real estate law, but also real estate development and real estate issues that could obviously help you understand the true value of your home, your dwelling. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Give us a call at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website for the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. If you're listening to this program outside of the United States of America, in the Caribbean, Africa, talk to your family here that might live in New York State, New York City, to talk to us about their legal issues. Thank you.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. We are in the tax season. And one of the issues that we have seen for the last 2.5 decades of tax preparation, representation before the Internal Revenue Services for tax audits is black people like to give away their money to the Internal Revenue Services. White folks, I don't think so. A good example, KKK Russian Trump, $750 in taxes for in the last 4 years that he paid for 2 years. Now, you cannot become the president of the United States so that you only pay $750 in taxes, but you need knowledge. You need to understand that if you go H&R Block, you go all of those different fast, quick tax services, all they're doing is filling out a form for you. But they're not giving you tax planning. They're not analyzing your financial situation. And that's part of our wills, trust, estate planning approach when we work with our clients. So one of the seminars, actually, as a continuing legal educational class that we have with one of those law institutes out there, they actually have a class, how to disinherit the IRS. Isn't that funny? What do they mean by how do you disinherit the Internal Revenue Services? Well, basically what they're saying is when you do wills, trust, and estate planning for your client is not the Internal Revenue Services. So how do you save your client money? Obviously, more so important to us because we have less to give than KKK, Russia, and Trump. How do we avoid, how do we do proper tax planning so that your estate, when you it moves from one generation to another, it is with the least tax liability. It is with the least legal fees. And this service is what we offer our clients from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, and our white clients also. So when we talk about attitudes, when we talk about fear, boy, our people fear. Now, is that vestiges of slavery? Is that, you know, an attitude that we come to this country with from other countries? The closest correct attitude towards the Internal Revenue Services is actually my African-American client. So maybe you guys from outside of this country don't understand that you're supposed to disinherit the Internal Revenue Services. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So please call and schedule a consultation. Or go to our website, Ask the Lawyer, the website for Figueroa & Associates, and schedule a consultation at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. When you call for that consultation or when you schedule that consultation online on our website, make sure you put, I want to disinherit the Internal Revenue Services. Nobody's going to come looking for you. There's no boogeyman out there. The boogeyman didn't get Trump. Why would they get you? And as I said, my African-American clients understand that you already need to disinherit the Internal Revenue Services. They have been here, obviously, longer than most of us. And they understand from one generation to another, like KKK Trump and like white people, that your enemy, unfortunately, not your friend, is the Internal Revenue Services. Disinherit them. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or go to our website, Figueroa & Associates at Ask the Lawyer website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Please, when you hire an attorney, when you work with the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, you are hiring a lawyer with 25 years in law practice. Work with the district attorney's office, major fraud, organized crime. Have qualifications not only in law, but economics, a master's in economics, a bachelor's in accounting. I could be a CPA if I want to. Yes. So please, a certificate in banking from the Great Barclays Bank. the blood blank. Yeah, so you get a man with knowledge, a law firm that could work with you and make a difference in your financials. We are in a recession. There is inflation. Our money is worth less. Why would we want to give it away, either now in 2023 or in the past? Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website for Figaro & Associates is Ask the Lawyer, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, this is your opportunity for a consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. April is designated as Financial Literacy Month. And financial literacy is the knowledge of how to make smart decisions with money. Are you facing financial difficulties? Are creditors harassing you? Is your property at risk of foreclosure? Do you know someone who is facing foreclosure? Please get in touch with the law firm of Figaro & Associates to discuss options and prevent further action. Ignoring this could result in serious consequences such as losing your home or property. Act now to protect your home and investment. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 for a free consultation on foreclosure matters. Use the code SAVEMYHOME when you make the appointment. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.